Heavenly Father,
I thank you for your awesome presence in this place. I thank you for your spirit in our midst. I thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit. Lord, as we go into your word at this time, I ask and I pray by the agency of the Holy Ghost, your word will come up with power and with anointing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I ask and I pray, Lord, that you minister specially in a divine way unto your people this morning. Father, I thank you. Blessed be your name forevermore, because you glorify your name. You glorify your son Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we are praying. I want us to put hands together for the Lord with joy. If you can jump, jump. If you can shout, shout. If you can clap, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. You can have your seat. I thank God for what God is doing in our midst this morning. Today is Variety Sunday. And we can see our youths coming out in their beautiful colors with various talents and gifting, ready the beauty and the glory of the Lord. I want to thank God for what God is doing. This morning, for the space of 20 minutes or thereabout that I'm giving, I'll be speaking on what I call the weaponry of youthfulness. The weaponry of youthfulness. What am I talking about this morning? The weaponry of youthfulness. And I'm going to take my text from Psalm 127, verse 4. Psalm 127, verse 4. The weaponry of youthfulness. As arrows are in the hands of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. The Bible says, as arrows are in the hands of a mighty man, are the children of the youth. What is an arrow? In the old days, before we came about bombs and guns, arrow was a major means of war. And the Bible is saying that you, the youth, as you are seated and you are standing, wherever you are in this auditorium, you are like an arrow in the hands of a mighty man. Meaning God wants to shoot you into various corners and places of the world to accomplish a purpose. And I say unto you as you are seated, the Lord will shoot you into America. The Lord will shoot you into Canada. The Lord will shoot you into Spain. The Lord will shoot you into China. The Lord will shoot you into Europe. Accomplish the purpose and the glory of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. The youth are instruments of God. They are like arrows. Obama, his father was just an inconsequential immigrant that came from Kenya to America. But with that, what God had done with the young Obama, the name of the old Obama had been shot into every part of the world. What that means that God wants to take you beyond where you came from in your background, your family, and sent to a different path to accomplish greater things that your parents have accomplished. But let me say something. For you to do that, there are some weapons God has given unto you, the youths. There are some peculiar weapons embedded, endowed, and released unto you youths. Unfortunately, I don't have too much of time today, but I will just quickly go through it. I will just mention four of this weaponry that God has embedded into the youth so they can use you as an arrow. Tell somebody I'm an arrow. And I will go places. Tell somebody I'm an arrow. I will go far. Tell somebody I'm an arrow. And I will accomplish the purpose of God beyond my family,
beyond my background, in the mighty name of Jesus. God has endowed the youths with some weapons. But let me say something. Three things can happen to these weapons. You can neglect it out of ignorance, which means it will not be profitable unto you. You can also misuse it. Out of ignorance also, and out of lust. You can neglect it. You can misuse it. If you misuse it, it will bring regrets. But thirdly, you can harness it. When you harness it, it will bring profit and dividends. I am praying for everybody who is here today that God will help you to harness the weapon of youthfulness for profit in the mighty name of Jesus. I know, let me say something before I go to this mention for key things. The devil knows that the youthfulness is very important. Therefore, the enemy is trying to weaponize your youthfulness against the purpose of God. But it's time for the youth to arise and weaponize their armory against the army of the devil. And today, that are going to build an army from this place that will weaponize the arsenal of the youth to accomplish the purpose of God and defeat the purpose of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. First thing quickly, I will say, the first thing I want to say about the weapon of usefulness is the spirit of revelation. Oh, God has endowed the youth. God has proposed to give unto the youth the spirit of revelation. And I want all to look quickly, because of my time, Job chapter 29, verse 2 to 4. Job chapter 29, verse 2 to 4. I want media to please follow me quickly, because I don't have too much of time this morning. And I don't want to keep up too long. Job, yes, God bless. 29, verse 2 to 4. All that I were as a month passed, as in the days, look at that, when God preserved me. Go on. Verse 3. When his candle shined upon my head, and when his light, when by his light I walk through darkness. Then verse 4, we are going to stop for now. As I was, when? As I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. Oh, youth, you have a lot of things. We have a lot of things that God has given unto us. God gives special angels to watch over the youth. Let me tell you something. So many things that the youth, they do, they get away with. If the elder they go through it, they will not survive it. God has special interest because we are special. Job said, as in the days of my youth, when the secret of the Lord was upon my tabernacle, when I walked through the darkness by his light, God has a special plan, a special agenda for you. The time of the youth is the time that God wants to give you revelation, fresh idea, innovation. Talk of Apple, talk of Microsoft. Who are the people that innovated this? They did that when they were youths. Am I right or wrong? Am I right or wrong? It is when you are young, God will give you some ideas, revelation, intuition, unction. And so for you to maximize it, God wants to have a closer relationship with you. God wants to draw you closer that it might get your attention. But the enemy wants to distract you that it might waste your destiny. Why God is seeking your attention that it might give you the spirit of revelation, the enemy is seeking to distract you. So one of the things that God, the weapon of the youth, is spirit of revelation to give you new ideas, idea for progress, idea for business, idea to move forward. This is part of what God has perfectly decided and designed for us as the youth. Secondly, I want to say another thing that God has given us as part of the weaponry is the strength of covenants. Test somebody's strength of the covenant. What the first one? Spirit. What the second one? Strength of covenant. Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 59 to 50. Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 59 to 50, quickly. I talk about this spirit of revelation,
Now I'm talking about the strength of covenant. And I want us to look at the book of Ezekiel, chapter 16. I want us to read from verse 59 to 60. Or if somebody can find it in the congregation, you can just stand up and read for me. For thus said the Lord God, I will even deal with thee as thou hast done, which I despise the oath. Listen, in breaking the covenant. I'm listening to the next verse. For thus said the Lord, I will even deal with you. In the days, you are too fast for me. I will even deal with you as thou hast done, which has despised the oath in breaking the command. But now look at verse 60. Go to verse 60 now. Nevertheless, I will remember my covenant with thee. When? In the days of thy youth. And I will establish unto thee an everlasting covenant. A time came in the life of Israel when they mess up. Where they really mess up big time. And God said, yes, I will deal with you now because I'm a God of judgment. Because you have broken my covenant. But I said, I can't do that. Say, I will remember my what? My covenant with you. When? In the days of your... Let me tell you something. When you are young, at this stage, it's time to strike a deal with God. Covenant is a pact. Covenant is an agreement with terms and conditions. Covenant is a voluntary commitment that you enter with a partner. God, Jacob entered into covenant with God while he was young. So when he said mess up when they were old and God wanted to cast them away, God said, "Man, I cannot do that because I had a covenant with you when you are young." It will be a tragedy for anybody to grow into adulthood without having a covenant with God at the young age. The covenant you strike with God when you are young will keep you to your adulthood. But when people don't realize it, they go their own way. They don't consider God. They don't think about God. They just enjoy life. They have no covenant. God has nothing to remember. And they are like a mincemeat for the vagaries of life. I hope there's someone who's here today who will enter into a pact with God. We enter into a deal with God. We enter into an agreement with God today. So that agreement God will keep before him. Anytime the enemy wants to cut your life short, God will know, but I have a covenant with him. Yes, he might be messing up now. I know he's going to call back. So because of this covenant, I will watch over him. Tell somebody I will strike a deal with God. Tell somebody I will strike a deal with God. And fourthly, number four, because of my time, I talk about the spirit of revelation. Number two, I talk about the strength of covenant. The third, I will talk about the brightness of hope. Brightness of hope. God has created the youth and built them with a lot of hope. And I want to take my text from Hosea chapter 2, verse 15, quickly. Media, I hope you are going to help me. Hosea chapter 2, verse 15, quickly. I talk about the spirit of revelation. I talk about the strength of covenant. Now I'm talking about the brightness of hope. And he says, Hosea chapter 2, verse 15. Let somebody quickly. Yes. And I will give her a vineyard from thence, and the valley of Achor for a door of hope. For she shall sing there in the days of her youth, as in the days when she came out of Egypt. She shall sing there as in the days of her youth. Now, God was saying, I will give her a valley of Achor as a door of hope. What is the name of valley of Achor? Valley of Achor was the place where they stole Achan and they stoned him dead. It was a dreadful place. It was a place people were afraid to go to. It was a place they considered with trepidation. It was a place that everybody rejected. But God said, look, I'm going to give it to you as the door of hope. I want to sing as the day of your youth. That means God is going to give you hope where people there's no hope. It's a time of youth. It is time to break boundaries. Time to do what? To break boundaries. It's a time of unlimited possibilities. People are saying things are difficult. The elderly, they will think some are difficult, are impossible. But God has prepared you to break through.
difficult grants. I said to somebody this morning who has been thinking that things are difficult because of the brightness of that God is giving. You are going to break in the mighty name of Jesus. I will give you the valley of Achor as a door of hope so that you will sing there like the day of your youth. God has imbued the youth with incurable hope. God has imbued the youth with unquenchable hope. But the enemy wants to quench this hope. Number four, because of our time, I will go through quickly, is the power of potential. I said the fourth thing quickly. What's number one I talk about? Strength, secret of, spirit of revelation. Second one, the third one, the fourth one, power of potentials. Psalm 144, verse 12, quickly. And after that, we'll begin to pray. I just say, if it's after that, begin. Psalm 144, verse 12. Say that our sons may be like plants grown up in their youths. That our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace. Our sons shall be like plants grown up in their youth. What is plant? Plants talk about greenness. Plant, but greenness talking about life. It's talking about vitality. It's talking about agility. And I say, daughter will be like cornerstone, polish after the similitude of the palace. When God wants to glow, God wants to radiate beauty. God wants you to show forth in your life the royalty, the beauty, the honor. So God wants to showcase your potentials. My brother, my sister, as you are seated here, God is waiting to showcase your potential. Be I said, the son should be like plant, grow up in your youth. And the daughter should be like cornerstone, polished after the spirit of the palace. Palace is a place of honor. Palace is a place of glory. Palace is a place of beauty. Palace is a place that is glowing. God wants to showcase your potential. But let me say something. Do not shorten the days of your youth. These are the weapons. I'm talking about weapons. There's a thing that God has imbued you, endowed you with. But you know, you can take it away. You can, out of your ignorance by your own effort, the more you remove your innocence, the shorter the days of your youth become. One of the things that you can have is the innocence of relating with God. But when you remove your innocence, you are shortening the days of your youth. Let me tell you something. I told you earlier on, God wants your attention, but the devil wants distraction. Every beautiful thing God has given you. See how people were singing here. The greatest singer started from the church. Am I right? But because the enemy diverted them. So because God knows that these weapons, the enemy knows that God has given this weapon for the youth, he wants to divide them so that they will not be able to use this potential. What does he do? He tried to attract them with so many things. Let me tell you something. So many cheap things. Distraction. Before anybody come to threat you, to distract you with things that are cheap. See, I mean, it's often said, there's a difference between the cost and the price. You can afford something, but you may not be able to bear the cost. Let me give you an example. How much does Tramadol cost? It's very cheap. Am I right? The price of Tramadol is cheap, but the consequence of addiction is expensive. Free premarital sex. Premarital sex is very cheap. You can get it for a meal at a restaurant. Am I right? Someone just take you to a restaurant and just give a girl a meal. And after that, premarital sex. It is cheap. But the cost is what? It's expensive. Before you can afford the cost. You can afford the price. But have you counted the cost? The cost of cigarette is very cheap. Am I right? But the cost of cancer is expensive. The cost of alcohol might be very cheap, but the cost of kidney is expensive.
I've had a friend who died of cirrhosis of the liver out of excessive drinking. For people can even pay the price for you, but nobody can bear the cost for on your behalf. Do you know people can afford to buy you beer for 1,000 naira, but they won't be able to, they won't want to give 100 naira to go and buy bread, a loaf of bread. Am I right? Say, take as many bottles as you like. Take as many bottles, I'm going to pay. They want to pay the price so that you can bear the cost. Don't be stupid. You can afford the price, but the cost is too enormous. And so I'm going to round up with this verse, and I'm going to pray. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 9. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 9. Quickly, please. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 9. Let somebody please stand up and read it for me. Rejoice, O young man. Listen and look at that. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thy heart, and the sight of your eyes. But know that for all these things, what will happen? God will bring you into judgment. Yes. You want to follow your heart? Follow your heart. You want to do what you like? Do what you like. But no, at the end of this thing, God will bring you into judgment. But I'm praying this morning that God will help you to harness this your potentials, so that you can harness it to profit for your destiny and profit for your God. Do not allow the enemy to take you away, to take the weapons that God has given you at the youth, and then divert it through distraction. Can somebody just look for me this morning? Let me take 2 extra minutes to look at 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1 to 2. And I will then jump to chapter 2, verse 22. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1 to 2. Now listen to this. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1 to 2. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. Thank God they are coming up. To Timothy, go start from verse 1, media. Start from verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ. Then verse 2. Who was he writing to? To Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God, the Lord and Father of our Jesus Christ. So Paul was writing to Timothy. And what did he say? Go to chapter 2, verse 22. Chapter 2, verse 22 of that of 2 Timothy. Chapter 2, verse 22. Quickly. Flee also youthful lust. Chapter 2, verse 22. Go on, please. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Youthful lust. Let me tell you, to satisfy the youthful lust, the price you can afford it. But when you do that, the cost you may not be able to bear. When somebody is telling you that you can do it, ask yourself, can you bear it? Remember, the time of the youth is when God wants to give you the secret of the spirit of revelation. He wants to give you the strength of covenant. He wants to give the brightness of hope. And he wants to give you the power of potential of possibilities. But are you ready? Will you allow the devil to take you away? Or will you allow the devil to distract you? But remember, it's time to strike a covenant with God. When you strike a covenant with God, God will say in your holy day, I will remember the covenant of you. Because of that, I will stand by you. Can you stand on your feet? Let me tell you, nobody can go through this life without a covenant. Nobody can go through this life without a power supporting him. Nobody can go through that without a stabilizing force. See, it is when we get there When we get to heaven, we are going to see a lot of mystery. Before I pray for everybody this morning, if there's somebody this morning who wants to say, I want to strike a pact with God. Because God wants to enter the covenant to protect you and keep your destiny. There's somebody here this morning, say, Lord, I want to give my life unto him and strike a deal with him. I don't want to grow and go up without a covenant, without a pact. Can I see your right hand anywhere you are in the congregation, and I'm going to pray for you before I pray general prayer. The general prayer cannot be useful when you have that pact. If there's anybody in the congregation, say, this morning, I want to strike a pact with God. I want to come to a covenant with him. I want to see your hands up while all eyes are closed. Lift your right hand and I'm going to pray for you. And we sing this song as you lift your hand. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching. God bless you, my brother. I'm waiting for that. Oh, Lord, I want to be. God bless you. God bless you, my sister. I'm waiting for that. God bless you, my brother. God bless you. You want to enter into a part with God. Lift your hand up. God bless you. On this side, God bless you. Ushers, let me fast, please. Ushers, let me fast, please. Want to enter into a part with God. No. So that we can be fast. Just come and meet me here. Come and meet me here. Because we don't want to waste time. Yes, you are raising your hand. Come and meet me here. Come and meet her quickly. As we sing that song, come and meet here. Oh, when that say, oh, my. Come here. Quickly. I'm waiting for that. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life unto this morning. Wash me clean with the blood of Jesus. I want to enter into a covenant with you. I want to enter into a pact with you, a pact of life, a pact of righteousness, a pact of holiness. Lord, today, hold my hand and keep me through life. Today, I reject the devil. I forsake sins. I forsake my iniquity of my past. Today, I enter a new life. Write my name in the book of life. Let me start a new covenant today. And let that covenant be alive forevermore in Jesus' name. Now, put your hand on your head as I pray for you. Father, I pray for these ones. Lord, today, I ask and I pray, let their sins be blotted out with the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, write their names in the book of life. Forgive their past. My Lord and my God, you are God of covenant, you respect your covenant. Today, start a new covenant with them. Let them begin to live a covenanted life. Lord, keep them with this covenant throughout their lifetime. Do not allow the enemy to prey upon their lives, upon their destiny, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we are praying. Please just follow. Just come to this place. Just come here. Just for 2 minutes. Just go there. Now, everybody, say that song. Oh, when I say,
go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in.
of the youth. Bring them alive in their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. All the weaponry of youthfulness. Oh my Lord and my God, the spirit of revelation. Let it begin to work in the lives of people today.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. The set of covenant. Let it keep their lives and preserve them. In the mighty name of Jesus. The brightness of hope. Let it be their portion. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let the power of possibility take over the power of pessimism. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Lord, bless your name. In Jesus' name we are prayed.